without a doubt.
Danger zone!
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I am talking!
Not even the Daleks ever subjected me to anything quite so arse-paralyzingly painful as that.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Spoilers!
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor. Doctor Who is our podcast where we watch and discuss episodes of the hit BBC series Doctor Who. This week we're going to be discussing the 2013 Christmas special, The Time of the Doctor.
Yay, the moment we've all been waiting for.
So make sure you know there are spoilers ahead.
Spoilers.
This is the spoilers episode. Yay.
In case it hasn't been made abundantly clear. At this point.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So. Matt is leaving. This is the final episode of Matt Smith's run.
And I enjoyed his run overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very, very excited for next season.
Yes, but we'll get to why in a little bit.
Yeah,
save it.
Getting ahead.
Because this is his swan song, so let's give it to him.
Yeah.
So this episode was promised to answer the questions from Matt Smith's run.
And it did. It brought
pretty blatantly.
Yeah, it brought a couple back up and introduced some new ones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, yeah, they were very blatant. Like, he basically spells it out for Clara. This is how many regenerations I've had.
Which has been a great source of debate online.
I kind of think that Stephen Moffat
reads Reddit.
Yeah, well, not just Reddit, but Tumblr. I know he reads Tumblr because he says that he thinks that everybody on there hates him, mm-hmm. which is a bunch of crap because obviously he's reading a different Tumblr than I am.
Yes.
But
I think he's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
People love him, but it's like, oh, why do you do this to me? Damn you, do it some more.
I like it when you hurt me, Stephen.
Hurt me more, Stephen Moffat.
Yes.
Hurt me.
Anyway.
And learn how to write for women.
Oh, different topic.
Anyway, so they clear up the regeneration thing, because we have to count Captain Grumpy Pants.
Yes, and the 10th Doctor.
When he there was always a question that when he started regenerating and he threw off the energy on the chopped off hand, and that grew
mm-hmm.
into a new Doctor.
Yeah,
and that was the human metacrisis.
And then he pawned off the clone onto Rose into the other universe.
Here, he's just like me, but he needs you, and now you've got your sex toy doctor.
And he said, these two count.
Yes. Which means
no
Matt
question.
Smith was the final doctor. There was the 12 regeneration limit.
Yeah.
And he confirmed the 12 regeneration limit. A lot of people said, oh, well, that was just this, or it was just that. No. You get 12. That's it. Sorry, I'm going to get old and die. La-di-fucking-da.
And I've had some issues with Stephen Moffat, especially recently,
mm-hmm.
but I really had to hand it to him for that. Like, you know what, all you people with your theories and discussing this, and what if it's this, loophole, loophole, loophole.
Nope.
Nope. Here it is.
Well, in Sarah Jane Adventures, he told that kid that he could regenerate 506 times, so it's fine.
No. Not
Go
anymore.
Fuck yourself, you wee bastard.
Okay.
All right.
No regenerating yet.
Okay.
Okay.
We get to know who blew up the TARDIS.
Who was...
Madame Kevorkian. Kevorian.
It's Kevorkian. I don't... Whatever.
Eye patch lady. Yep. So apparently she was from the papal mainframe.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her little sect broke off, went back through time on the Doctor's timeline, trained a psychopath, and killed him.
And blew up the TARDIS.
To keep him from coming to Trenzalore, saying his name, and releasing all hell.
That's some crazy
through
shit.
The scab on the universe.
That just kind of broke my brain a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It really did.
I got it. I figured that one out easy.
Yeah, but... now, I gotta say this, though. That I do feel like they kind of skimmed over some of the really important parts of this storyline.
I think you have to pay attention to the episode... because we had to watch it twice.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you picked up a lot of stuff the second time through.
Mm-hmm. I think you almost have to watch every episode twice.
Just to catch all the little references.
Right. Because the first time you're just kind of like absorbing everything, you know, just oh my gosh, look at all these things that are happening. And it's always very fast paced, like the past couple of seasons. So you're not going to pick up everything right from the beginning. You have to kind of watch it and say, oh, well, now I catch this
now
and that,
I
you know.
Got it. Now, one of the things that I kind of noticed that I thought was really cool was there's this message coming through the crack. Nobody can translate it.
I got a message coming through my crack.
It might have been Taco Bell night. So,
I did have Taco Bell for lunch.
So anyway, the doctor is there with his new sidekick handles.
Yeah, kind of a tin dog replacement.
Yeah, affirmative.
Exactly.
Which, if I'm doing the math right, handles, the Cyberman head, is his longest running companion.
Yes.
Because at the end of this episode, he's there for at least 600 to 700 years.
Gosh, and it was that long, wasn't it?
And Handles was with the doctor for the first 300 of the years he was on Trenzalore. So
he was with him for 300 years.
Yeah, I don't know of any other companion. And this marks the first death of a companion since Adric. And I've heard several people mention that Handles is actually more lively and interesting of a character than Adric was.
Adric, whatever his name is, I don't know.
So you didn't watch those years.
No.
I did.
But that's pretty harsh. I don't know if I'd call Handles a companion, though. He's basically Siri. You know, he would be like, send me a reminder.
He was an artificial
intelligence. Translate this for
me. An artificial intelligence.
Well,
capable,
so is Siri.
Capable of his own thought and direction.
Well, ask Siri a question. She'll be like, yeah, that came from Gallifrey.
No.
You don't have the upgrade yet? Okay, sorry. Spoilers.
So, anyway, he has the Seal of Rassilon that he uses Handles to decode the message. Well, that Seal of Rassilon, when he pulls it out of his pocket, he says he nicked it off the Master a few years ago. That was in the Five Doctors episode, which was, I guess, what, the 10-year reunion? 20-year reunion.
Way back in
1983.
Jesus. Okay, so this was...
And John Pertwee's doctor took it from the Master. Because the High Council gave the Master a new set of regenerations. And they also gave him the Seal of Rassilon to take to the doctor to prove that the Master was on his side this time. Of course, the Master being the Master, Doctor, Third Doctor, or Fourth Doctor for that matter, wouldn't believe him. And he takes the seal and says he'll give it back to the Time Lords, which apparently he never did.
Ooh,
he done lied.
Sneaky little Pete.
Well, he never got around to it. So that was pretty interesting to see that little toss back to the original series. Ooh, wee, ooh. Wee, ooh, ooh. So now then, we also meet Tasha Lim in this episode.
And I really liked her right off the bat.
She's ballsy. But brings up the question, why do you get naked to go to church?
Why not? I mean...
Well, that whole thing, I think, was a waste of time.
No, it was. It was kind of fun that they did that, you know, the holographic clothing and, you know, Grandma got a little horny for the doctor.
Are we still playing Twister?
She didn't sound like that.
No. She was very lovable. Lovable old Grandma who likes to play Twister with 20-something naked men.
Mm-hmm.
No, men who are 20-something and naked.
Not 20
or
men.
So naked men.
She might be into it. I don't know.
I don't know. But we'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, who the hell is Tasha Lim?
So the theory is that she is River Song.
That is a growing concern online. Lim is Mel spelled backwards. Mel is short for Melody Pond.
And I would think that was stretching, except that they do that kind of thing.
Tasha is short for Natasha, which is a Russian name given to little girls born around Christmas time.
Yes.
So.
But Melody wasn't born on Christmas, was she?
No, but this is the Christmas special.
Okay. Yeah,
so
anyway.
Could this be a regeneration of Melody Pond? Or here is my theory that I thought of almost immediately during the episode.
Mm-hmm.
She represents the papal mainframe,
mm-hmm.
right? which is the head of the church, blah, blah. When River died, she was put into the mainframe in the library, which now, all these centuries later, could be grown into or uploaded to the papal mainframe.
Yes. I think it's a very good theory.
Because there's the other thing, when we find out that she's been dead and taken over by the Daleks.
Mm-hmm.
She's died several times, which doesn't seem to bother her.
No. And she's referred to as a psychopath, which...
They refer to them training a psychopath to kill the Doctor, who he marries, which mm-hmm. is River. But then when he tells her to fight the Dalek inside her like she's been fighting the psychopath all these years.
Yeah. He said her entire life.
Right.
So I think that's a clue. Also, I mean, right from the bat, he's very flirty with her.
Oh, yes, immediately. More so than I've ever seen him, even with River.
Exactly.
River would be the closest one.
Yeah. Yeah, even more than Rose, when he was kind of tight with Rose, so.
Yeah. This altar looks like a bed.
This bed looks like an altar. Yeah.
Yeah, see, and she knows how to fly the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm.
Flying the TARDIS is easy. Flying the Doctor's hard.
Mm-hmm.
What's she used for the joystick? Oh! I'm here all week,
Jesus.
Folks.
Anyway.
This is a kinky church to be part of.
I like it. Okay, but the Silence are part of this church.
The Silence are part of this church. This
Which
is something
blew my
that
mind.
Kind of freaked you out. The Silence are genetically engineered priests.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the whole thing being, whatever you talk about with the Silence... You forget when you forget the Silence.
You forget that you tell them.
Yes.
See, I don't think that you forget what you did.
I think you forget what you did. I think that's part of the deal. I think that's how you get absolution. It helps relieve you of the burden of the sin by talking about what you've done to the priest. That's why they're always, confess. Do not look at my giant rubbery dildo-looking fingers.
So are they part of the Spanish Inquisition?
I think they're the ultimate form of the Pikachu.
What?
Yeah, because they do the lightning thing.
That's... No.
Yes, it is like the fifth or sixth stage of Pokemon evolution. They become the Silence.
No, they don't. Moving on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now then we get to the ultimate question. Who the fuck is Clara's family?
Especially that old bitch that's sitting
Linda. First of all, though, the thing that you brought up, I want to get this out of the way beginning. Who puts a whole lemon in a turkey?
I don't know. And how the fuck do you cook an entire turkey and still have an entire whole lemon that's not shriveled up in the bottom of the pan?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it was cooked in the time winds or
so
something.
So maybe a lemon seed had fallen into the turkey stuffs when she was zesting the turkey with a lemon. And that lemon seed grew into a full lemon.
No, I think it was just bad continuity. Personally, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so she doesn't know how to cook turkey.
No.
She tried to get instructions from her dad, who...
Yes.
I wasn't really clear that that was her dad.
It was just really quick, and I swear I heard her call him dad, but you didn't hear it either time.
No.
But he sent her instructions on how to cook the turkey with multiple notes.
Yeah, and she probably didn't read them because she's like, oh my Jesus, Dad is emailing me a bunch of crap again.
Oh God, he found me on Facebook again. So apparently this was supposed to be her dad, even though he obviously looks nothing like her dad that we saw when she
was
a little girl.
Well, that was 25 years ago.
Exactly.
So I don't know if this was supposed to be his girlfriend that's sitting next to him or her bitchy Aunt Linda. Who's just, you need a better boyfriend. I'm going to give you a list of all these little fuck-ups that I know from down the street.
I know enough boys to be a boy band.
I hate boy bands. Just go stuff it, Aunt Linda.
Wasn't Linda the name of the organization?
Yes.
From your favorite episode.
Love and Monsters.
Love and Monsters.
Good old, what's his name, Elton?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have Linda, but then the most interesting character was Gran.
Oh, I loved her.
Good old grandma. This is her father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because he asked her, tell us how you met dad. You know, mm-hmm. the pigeon story. But she starts going on about seeing this guy on the pier in the rain. and, you know, wishing it could last forever and just seeing
and
him
you know
for
she's
a moment.
Talking about the doctor.
I'm pretty sure Grandma banged the doctor.
Yeah.
Either a previous regeneration
I'm
or
thinking
a
it was
future
previous.
Generation. Could be future. Could be Capaldi.
Hmm. Could be.
Or Grandma is Clara.
That's way too West Virginia for that family.
She's her own grandmother.
No, she's not.
And she had to exist in time, bang the doctor in the time vortex.
That's why she's the impossible girl.
And that's why she was able to survive jumping into the time stream of the doctor's life.
No.
Which may or may not have actually happened now.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
Because now we're in a town called Christmas. Because who calls a town Christmas?
People that like to live in the fucking snow, apparently.
Or people who might call an island Easter. I thought that was a cute joke.
It was. Yeah, it was.
You don't like the town of Christmas.
Would not settle there. I mean, that entire planet, is there no place that is not dark all day long, every day?
You get 5 minutes of sunshine.
I mean, at least in Alaska, you get more sunshine in the summer than in the winter.
Well, yeah.
In Christmas, you get 5 minutes of sunshine every single day, year round.
Yeah.
How do they grow any crops? Where do they get their food?
I think they grow it underground.
These people are living like it's fucking Victorian England.
Okay, you can still grow shit underground. Underground greenhouses. Horticulture.
Don't they still need light?
Yeah. They pump it in.
From where?
Torches.
I'm just not buying it, man.
Geothermal energy. They live on mushrooms.
Okay. That's what it. That's gotta
they
be.
Have,
what it is.
They have mushrooms.
That is the only.
It's
thing.
A restorative.
They only have mushroom stew. That's it.
Mushrooms, but they got the green mushrooms, the red mushrooms, the blue mushrooms.
Yeah, and that's why they tell the truth all the time because they're tripping balls
on mushrooms.
Yes.
Yes, that's why it's always Christmas here. Tell the truth.
I'm a bossy bitch. I like that.
Yes, you are. So,
oh, damn.
Truthfield must have got me. So, now you brought up the thing about Father Christmas.
Dick.
What was that all about? It's very small.
Truthfield. Anyway.
Yes.
So, I happen to notice, you know, he's kind of become the patriarch of this town over
yes.
three
the town
to 600
of Christmas.
Years.
Yeah.
So, he's now Father Christmas. And I said, you know, that sounds, you know, kind of strikes a bell, or rings a bell. I'm not really sure anymore. But, so I started thinking about other times that they mentioned Father Christmas specifically in the show. He alludes to the fact that he was Father Christmas when he brought Rose a bicycle when she was 12 years old or whatever.
The red bike?
Yeah, because it was in The Doctor Dances, I think.
Okay.
When she's like, oh, look at you, you're beaming like Father Christmas. And he's like, oh, aren't I? You know, that kind of thing. And there was another instance of it, but there's been a couple times that he's kind of said, yeah, I'm kind of like Father Christmas. And then at some point you kind of see him sitting there whittling wooden toys, like I'm making a little horse for old Barnaby.
Well, he's making toys for the children. He's fixing their toys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know.
And he's like becoming an old dude with the craggly gray, white and gray hair and.
Well, see, that's the thing. He definitely starts aging in this episode. And that was a...
That was a big question for me.
Well, it was a big question for a lot of people. It's like, wait, he went on his 200-year farewell tour, you know, back before the wedding of River Song.
Yeah, right? He was avoiding death for hundreds of years.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden he sits here for 300 years and he's, you know...
He gets some wrinkles. And then he's there for 300 more, and he looks
older than
Hartnell.
Oh yeah, he's an old-ass dude. He's got, like, scars on his face. He can't walk without a cane.
Got the white hair.
Yeah.
Balding.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, so, I wasn't exactly sure why. One of the theories is that he didn't have the TARDIS, and the TARDIS helps to extend his life. Another theory was that...
I think it's the time vortex. It's not so much the TARDIS. The TARDIS does have... rejuvenative effect.
Okay.
Because like when Tennant first regenerated into Tennant, right, when he went from Eccleston to Tennant, he needed to be in the TARDIS to help heal. It's a safer environment. And then the tea spills, and that helps him.
Okay, right,
because
right.
Because of all the free radicals or whatnot.
Yeah.
And oxytocin. I don't know.
Bunch of hippie shit.
So I think the TARDIS helps him heal to some degree, but I think it's exposure to the time vortex as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the same thing that made Melody Pond, when she was conceived in the vortex, have Time Lord characteristics, I think that that also affects his aging process.
Mm-hmm.
That it helps restore him to a degree.
I can see that. I thought that another good theory was that he was at the end of his regeneration cycle.
Yeah, this is his final regeneration.
He did not have any more magic Time Lord juice mm-hmm. running through his veins or whatever to help him, like, that would kind of keep him looking young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would power him up for the next regeneration. He doesn't have that anymore, so now he's right. just wasting away of old age.
Yes.
And you would kind of assume that most Time Lords, if they didn't die, like, from something violent happening to them...
They get old.
They would probably get old.
Like, much like the first one, this body right. wearing thin. And just like the War Doctor, when he did the same thing as Hartnell, when he said, well, this body is wearing a little thin
mm-hmm.
and regenerates. It's more of an old age regeneration.
Right. Which is why it seems like this one was not as violent as the past two.
Well, see, the thing was, though, is we get a violent regeneration. Because, well...
Well, at first, he...
So, Clara talks to the Time Lords who are trying to come through the
yes.
crack. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tight squeeze. But the thing is, they're asking the question for the Doctor's name.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's like a password and a checksum. Because it's like, okay... Hey, are you there? What's your real name? Since nobody knows it.
But he's not giving him the password because he doesn't want them coming over.
Right. But everybody wants to kill him to keep him from saying his name and bringing them over. So now he's protecting Gallifrey because he wants to bring them back, but he doesn't
right.
want to bring them back in the war. So Clara talks to them, though, does the whole, well, if you love him and if you ever, you know, blah, 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 he's so important, help him. What I think that did... The Time Lords are over on the other side trying to come back into this universe.
Mm-hmm.
The Time Lords or Gallifrey is like, hey, say your name so we know it's safe. Anytime now. And he's like, yo, dude, send some regeneration energy. They're thinking shit must be getting real if he's having to regenerate.
Yeah. You would think that after 600 years, though, they might have gotten the hint a little bit sooner and not just sitting there like, come on.
Timey-wimey. They're locked in a moment of time.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, it could be nothing for them.
I guess.
But
I guess.
When he does go to regenerate and he's able to blow up, because Tennant, when he left, because he'd been hanging on to the energy for so long after the radiation,
mm-hmm.
when he regenerated, it blew up the TARDIS.
He fucking had a meltdown.
Right? This was bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, you got strops of... liquid regeneration plopping off his sleeves as he's blowing TARDISes or blowing up Daleks out of the sky, blowing up the Dalek spaceship.
I saw this more as positive energy
mm-hmm.
in a sense, rather than when he was filled with radiation.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of more of a negative energy.
See, I don't think that was the radiation that caused the regeneration to be so violent. I think that was him holding off the regeneration so long.
Maybe.
Like he, you know, kept holding, is like when you have to poop and you hold it in for a long time and you've had Taco Bell and the spicy tuna roll at the sushi place and there's some pressure down there. And when you finally go, there's this explosive release.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Tennant did. He had that explosive release.
Interesting that you would use that analogy.
Now, for Matt Smith's regeneration, which happened at 12... Just as the clock strikes 12, he's, you know.
Yeah.
That's when he gets his new set of regenerations.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and he gets
crack,
a whole new cycle.
The crack opens again. The regenerative energy comes in, pops in his mouth. He gets that, you know, whoop. You know, kid in the candy store. Oh, that was tasty. Suddenly he's a
Time
spry
Lord
old man. Woo, you Dalek motherfuckers. I'm gonna
get off my lawn, bitches.
Shaking his cane. Right? So that resets. Boom, that's fixed. He's got 12 more regenerations. He's good
mm-hmm.
to go. I dare you to freaking disagree with me on that. Go ahead. listeners or anybody, because Reddit's already arguing about it. Listen to what is said. A new cycle of regenerations.
And I did miss it the first time that he said new cycle. And I guess I may have heard it and interpreted it as...
regeneration cycle.
Just new regeneration, you know? Because the time were to give him one, they could give him 12, they could give him however the fuck many they want.
Well, if he gets
a
new cycle is 12 more.
Right.
You get 12 to begin with, he now has 12 more. So we're good until the 100th anniversary, as long as he doesn't go wasting them every 2 or 3 years.
Well, I was going to say, the way that they've been burning through them the past few years.
How many regenerations have you seen?
Well,
from 2005 until now, what, 8 years later?
Well, okay, you got Eccleston, Tennant.
Eccleston to Tennant, Tennant to Smith.
And then they added the Metacrisis, and they added the War Doctor.
No, War Doctor doesn't count. That's prior to Eccleston. That's pre-Eccleston. Okay. That's Event Zero.
But he turned into Eccleston, so...
Yes, but that was pre-series. That's pre-2005.
Right, okay.
So we saw Eccleston turn to Tennant, Tennant turned to Tennant, Tennant turned to Matt Smith. We've only had 4 regenerations in 8 years.
Okay, all I'm saying, though, is that we had 11.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, in the past year...
We got
it's
two more.
13.
Yes.
So they knocked those out. I mean, the Metacrisis, was always a question. They could have fixed that somehow if they wanted to.
I still like that they did it this way.
I do, too.
It's done.
I do, too.
Stop bitching about regenerations.
I'm not bitching about it.
No, I'm talking about everybody on the internets.
Okay.
You're wrong, and you should feel bad about yourself if you don't accept my theories. Except for Kirby, because I'll let him...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So,
anyway.
I thought it was a very cool thing, because that wasn't the actual regeneration. That was just, when he blows all hell out, that was him receiving the new regeneration cycle.
He just got the power-ups.
Yeah. Because when she goes inside, when Clara goes inside the TARDIS and sees him, he's young again. Yay! Oh, you kept your same face. Nope,
just resetting.
Just resetting to regenerate.
And he kind of went through this weird, I don't know, life passing before his eyes thing right at the very end. And I can only attribute that to...
When we got our special guest appearance by Amy Pond.
Amy Pond, with her horrible wig.
Still, it was nice to see her again. I heard a lot of people cried when that happened, which I thought was pretty awesome.
I'm usually kind of a sappy bitch when it comes to this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
This one didn't get me.
Really?
Yeah, it
was
really
touched.
Didn't.
Yeah, she comes back and says, goodbye, Raggedy Man, or good night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was the first face he saw with his face.
I get that.
So it was cool.
I'm not begrudging anyone for, having feelings, which I apparently do not. This one just didn't get me. I think the 50th anniversary probably affected me a little bit more emotionally than this one did.
I get that.
And it may be because I was expecting it. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So... Then, after he has his little goodbye speech, which I thought was very awesome, and how everybody regenerates. We're all different people throughout our life. And that's caused a huge amount of conversation online. About just
amongst stone people?
Well, no, that self-reflection of, you are a different person. Me now, at my age, am a completely different person than I was when I was 15. But I'm still, at the core, the same person. Because you change and you grow. So, and being the fourth Ben,
that was some deep shit, man.
Yeah.
Deep.
But then when he regenerates, there's like a thunderclap, and he's Peter Capaldi.
And it was just in a fucking second. It wasn't...
Yeah, just whoop-pow! Bam!
Whiplash!
Angry Scotsman!
Don't do the voice again.
Did you hear the fucking thunder? I'm here, you lazy cunt! Why are you on my ship and do you not know how to fly the fucking
thing?
There's
not enough whiskey in this house right now.
I feel my new kidneys and I do not like the color with a U. As in, fuck you. Malcolm Tucker has arrived. Chin Boy's dead. Angry Scotsman arriving.
He seriously started out
angry.
Angry. Angry and
that look
just crazy.
Here's my thing, though. He had the angry face, but he didn't choke Clara out. And because he didn't choke her out,
I don't hate him. I hate any doctor who regenerates and immediately afterwards chokes out his companion.
Was this the sixth doctor?
Did he do
that? Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I would be surprised about that at all.
But when he asked, do you know how to fly?
Yeah.
All I could hear in my head was, do you know how to fly this fucking thing?
You cunt.
You cunt.
That was my favorite part when he called her a cunt.
Yes.
They're the cunt.
Yes. Then they went to play Duck Hunt.
Good thing we have the explicit tag on this
Yes.
show.
Very sorry. We're using it in the non-offensive English manner.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the very offensive American way, which we always bleep out.
No, we don't.
In the American sense.
No.
So, anyway. Peter Capaldi has arrived.
Yay.
Yay. And he doesn't like the color of his kidneys.
That's just a bizarre thing. That
Hey, everyone, it's you regenerated.
Now, do you think this sets the tone for his, you know,
We've
his
talked about it before.
Time.
He has been a fan since he was a wee little bastard in Glasgow.
Yes. I think one-upping David Tennant as longest-running Doctor Who fan who,
Got
you
it.
Know, yeah, take that, Tennant.
He was like five when the show comes on, or four or some shit.
So if you watch the Adventures in Space and Time docudrama,
yes.
He was one of the little kids
he
that
would
you
have
saw.
Been, yes, if he, his money had family to let him go to London. But in the 60s, Scotland was poor.
Well.
Which is a shock. And so he couldn't afford to go down there. But he wanted to be a fan of this show.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him hope.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he was 6 years old, someday I want to grow up and be an actor so I can help the doctor. And
hell,
that little
yes.
Glaswegian grew up and he battled his way through fucking punk rock bands. He battled his way through shite movies. He battled his way through pretty good series to become the doctor. And now he's the fucking doctor and you kind of do nothing about it.
I don't remember if we've talked about this on the show or not, because
yes.
I have a very short attention span, very
yes.
short memory.
Yes, you do.
Who are you again? Oh, I know what I was saying. Peter Capaldi was
yes.
in a band with Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson,
back
yes.
in the good old days.
Back in the 80s.
Craig Ferguson is also a Doctor Who fan.
A huge Doctor Who fan, which now brings me to say I want Craig Ferguson to be the new Master.
Yes! Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
That would be brilliant.
Yes.
Can you see those two acting off of each other? Because you already know how Peter Craig Ferguson is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the dynamic?
That would be so fantastic. People were actually saying, like, we want Craig Ferguson as the Doctor next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even though I like him, I can't really see it.
No.
But somehow I can see him as the Master.
Yeah.
Just...
Well, here's the thing. Pertwee and the original Master were actually really close friends.
Oh, really?
Right?
What was his name? Roger Delgado? I can't remember the first name.
Yes.
Robert Something like
Delgado.
That. Okay.
But they were close friends, and when he died, that was pretty much the end for the Master on John Pertwee's Doctor.
Oh, wow.
Because you weren't going to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
No go. And then later they replaced him with Ainley. In the fifth Doctor.
With
sorry.
Who?
Ainley.
Oh,
I forget
oh.
his first name.
But
I'm sure somebody's going to post now on this show. Actually, the Doctor's first name was Ralph. What? Go. Okay. Well, I like that. When my mind slips, I want you to freaking correct me.
Okay.
All you little fucking cunts out there.
I'm sorry. I just thought you said Ainley. I thought you said his name was Ainley.
No, that
and
was
you
the crack
remember,
in space and time.
You couldn't remember his first name, and I was like, lubed? I don't know.
Anyway,
probe.
Keep it clean. What's your fucking problem? So we have the new Doctor.
I'm just a cunt.
Now then, here's the surprise that I didn't tell you.
What surprise?
There's a possible Easter special.
Oh, nice.
Because we're not going to get new episodes again until August, is the current plan.
Okay.
August 2014.
I would rather wait.
And they
wait.
Will not be broken.
Okay. I would rather wait.
12 episodes for 12 straight weeks.
Okay.
Of the
I'm
Doctor.
Fine with that. I'm fine waiting. Don't
or,
give me this half season shit anymore.
Or 11 episodes.
11 and...
Easter special.
Okay.
So this Easter we get an episode. we wait until August, we get 11 episodes and a Christmas special.
That's, yeah.
Or
that's cool.
If they can jiggle the money a little bit, we might get Christmas special, 12 episodes.
Shake it for the BBC.
And a Christmas special. But the special thing about the Christmas episode, the rumor that's coming from reliable sources, which I will, not name, because this is some insider trading here.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be a multi-doctor episode.
Another one?
With Paul McGann.
Okay.
As the primary.
I
so
like
it'll be
this.
Capaldi and McGann on an adventure.
Okay, I kind of like this. But I don't want them to get into a habit of having a lot of multi-doctor episodes. I don't know how often it happened in the classic series.
Like every 10 years or so. Five to 10 years.
Like, I don't want it. I want it to be special. I don't want it to be like.
Well, it happened on the 10th anniversary in 73.
Okay.
It happened in 83 for the 20th. Okay. It happened during, I forget the year exactly, but during the, so it'd have to be after 84, but it happened during the 6th Doctor's time when they brought back the 2nd Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of happened in 93 for the 30th anniversary for the, it was a Red Nose Day special, and they brought back all the living Doctors, and they had like a doodly bop
I've never
adventure.
Even seen this.
It was in 3D, but a weird kind of 3D that you can't really understand without a lot of explanation. Anyway.
The fuck?
And it was a tie-in with EastEnders and Doctor Who.
Weird.
It was really weird, but it worked.
Okay.
And I think that's the only multi-Doctor episodes until the new series. And then we had Time Crash, where 5 and 10 meet. And then we had...
but Time Crash was like a little 5-minute. It was just kind of like a fan... Whatever, dude.
Okay.
Just a fun little thing for the fans.
Canon. Still canon.
I get that, but what I'm saying is that it wasn't like an episode.
Right.
That here's this multi-doctor thing.
Well, maybe we can get a little webisode with Capaldi and McGann. And rumor has it that it will be a pre-Time War McGann. So it won't be the McGann that we saw in the mini-episode before the 50th, who was trying to save the pilot.
Right.
Crashing. And she's like, oh, Time Lord. Yeah, GFY.
Yeah.
I don't like you. Ooh, I'd rather die than be saved by Time Lord. Dalek or Doctor Who, what's the difference? Lock the door. Deadlock. Ha ha.
I don't think that's how it went, but I'll...
Close
enough.
But it'll be pre-Time. So, he'll be not as weary, possibly.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. That would be awesome.
Something somebody else talking about multi-doctor episodes. Somebody has mentioned when we get ready for the 75th anniversary, what's always the problem with bringing back a former doctor 20 or 30 years later?
Well, they look old as dirt.
Yes.
Probably put on some weight.
Yes. And how do we get around that this time?
Well,
Matt Smith got pretty damn old in this episode.
Yeah. He was stuck on Trenzalore for 600 years.
So anytime we need to pull up a former doctor for a future meeting of the doctors, we can just drag old-ass Matt Smith out. First of all, he's the youngest doctor, so he's going to be able, to age pretty well. But even then, he could theoretically still come back and do his part for the 100th anniversary special.
Now, wait, though. Okay, he didn't have his TARDIS for 300 years. So
you don't
somebody...
need a TARDIS to get pulled out of time and sit
okay,
back.
Yeah. I
the Time Lords can snatch you wherever they want. And once we find Gallifrey, the Time Lords are back. They can pull him out from Trenzalore. Or another doctor can show up, pull him out, and bring him right back. So it's quite possible. So this is great. This was a great solution. When do you pull him out of time? Bam.
Right there.
Yep.
Now, I did hear some people say that they weren't really happy with this
yes.
as a send-off for Matt Smith.
These people are wrong.
I can kind of see.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't as epic as some of the stories that they've had for him before. I would like some more detail. If you have any thoughts on this, give us a call at our hotline number 434-993-TIME and leave us a voicemail and maybe we'll play it and discuss your thoughts on our show.
Yep.
We'll have to do another spoiler episode for that, wouldn't we?
Spoilers!
Or maybe just put it on after another show or something,
We could do something like that.
Something.
So, overall, what'd you think? Good episode?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was like, long. It was a lot longer than I expected it to be. I'm
yeah.
glad it was, though.
I think they could have went a little bit longer with it.
Yes.
And
you like them when they're long.
I do.
Okay.
A little bit, just a little bit extra. Yeah. Just for that little extra oomph.
Yeah. Like when the plot's really thick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just to make sure that drives it home.
Yes. Not a two-parter?
No.
Okay.
No, not this time.
Okay.
Sometimes it's necessary. This time it wasn't.
I liked the episode. It was pretty good.
Like, if I had to rate it, I would give it like a 3 out of 5. About that.
I'd give it an A-.
A minus. We're rating on different scales now. I'm going to say 3 out of 5, and you're like, A minus.
Yeah. Which would be like a 4 out of 5. Because a 5 would be an A or A plus, so a 4 or 4.5. It's an A minus.
Okay.
It wasn't the best Doctor Who I've ever seen, but I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, his goodbye speech, I thought was brilliant.
Yes.
The poem that she reads.
I thought it was a little hokey.
I don't care. I liked it.
I mean, but Doctor Who can be a little hokey, so I don't...
He likes knock-knock jokes. I love that, because that was the knock-knock joke I was telling when they said, when the question is asked, silence will fall. So he'd say, knock-knock, who's there? Doctor?
Yeah.
Doctor Who?
Okay, I'm going to revise it. I would say, I'm going to say 4 out of 5, only because I think I expected a little bit more out of this episode, being that it was his final.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting it to be, like...
The end of time.
Like the end of time, yes. Or,
I was a little pissed off at the end of time.
We'll get to that one later.
That was, but just for the purpose of regeneration, right? Eccleston's regeneration was a 2-part episode, right? The Daleks, this and that, boom, he absorbs the time vortex, blah, saves Rose, okay. The Tenet episode wasn't a regular episode.
It was one of those, like,
it was
bonus.
After the freaking, you know, that gap of weird movies that it's weren't really a series.
The Waters of Mars and the
Planet of the Dead and all that shit. So then it gets to, you know, the Christmas special and the New Year's special when he regenerates.
Mm-hmm.
And by that point, I was feeling kind of cheated and upset. But it was still a great episode. Don't get me wrong. Those two episodes, The End of Time Part 1 and 2, were great episodes.
I thought they were fantastic.
But I was going into them a little pissed off.
Hmm.
And so this, I wasn't pissed off.
No, I think, honestly, I think I was just really looking forward to Matt Smith moving on. Not that I didn't like him. I'm done with him.
He had the potential to be the new Tom Baker. Because if he had wanted to stay, you know he could have stayed 2 more years.
I think he personally could have, but...
It would have killed his career even more than it already has.
And the stories were just not... I just don't personally think that they're as good as Tom Baker's.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the technology.
Yeah,
the rubber suit technology is better.
Yeah, we have much better rubber now than we did in the 70s.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Or the 80s, I forget.
Both.
So anyway, let's get ready to get out of here. So let's thank our awesome friend... Daryl Lewis for making us our awesome theme song, which
awesome.
I mangle every time we do a spoilers episode.
Mangle it good.
Yeah. So check out his website at flyingmonkeymotogear.com, and we need to get him on the show again.
Yeah.
Be sure to check us out online at playingdoctorpodcast.com.
We are on Facebook, Playing Doctor, and on Twitter at Playing Doctors.
We're on the Google Plus at gplus.to/playingdoctor, or just freaking search for it. we're on iTunes. You can either follow the link from our page, or you can search Playing Doctor Podcast or Doctor Who Podcast, and you'll see our little logo down there.
And we're also on Stitcher. So you can
Do they rate stuff on Stitcher?
They do. I find that their system is a little bit difficult to leave a review and rating.
Mm-hmm.
But if you click on the link on our page, it should take you directly to the place where you can do that. And it's all free to listen to, and there's a different app. You know, it's cross-platform, so if you have an Android and an iPad and all that stuff, you know.
Okay. If you have any thoughts on the recent episode of Doctor Who or feedback on our podcast, one question, how long should the shows be? This one's going to run about 45 minutes or so, just under an hour. Last one ran about 1 hour and 45 minutes. I thought that was too long. Some people don't.
Really?
I don't know. It was 1 hour and 47 minutes.
Holy shit.
So I would like some feedback. You know, do you want it to be long? Do you want
to get for putting a woman on your show?
I just don't. Well, I just didn't. I don't want the episodes. First of all, the spoiler episodes were only supposed to be 30 minutes. The regular episodes were only supposed to be an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We have not accomplished that. We have failed
in
that task.
Well, sometimes we have a little bit of fun with it.
Like right now, we're going on and on. So anyway, give us a call and tell us what you think.
Yes,
or go to the Facebooks or the different pages and give us a comment and tell us how long you want it.
Yeah.
And to do that, you can call us at 434-993-TIME or
434-993-8463.
And we may play your message on an upcoming episode, so any messages left at that number become Playing Doctor podcast property, and we can make fun of it or whatever. Or use it.
Yes.
So, the TARDIS is here, so you can find me. I'm Ben, and I'm on Twitter at RealityAmuck.
I'm Jenny, and I'm on Twitter at Jenny_Z, and also on the Mouthy Broadcast podcast.
God damn it with it. Stop advertising other shows on the show.
It's my show, you fucker.
Anyway.
Cunt.
Bye.
Fuckity bye.
Because you're gonna need to.